Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Anger Solution, The Proven Method for Achieving Calm and Developing Healthy, Long-Lasting Relationships by John H. Lee is a self-help book centered on anger management, emotional regulation, and relationship repair. Based on the available descriptions, it presents anger not simply as a problem to suppress, but as a signal that can be understood and worked through in healthier ways. The book is positioned as a practical guide for readers who want to reduce rage, identify the deeper causes of their reactions, and improve the quality of their connections with others. It also appears to reflect Lee's broader background in counseling and emotional work, which suggests a therapeutic rather than purely inspirational approach. Its focus on calm, communication, and long-term relational health places it within the tradition of applied self-help books that aim to translate psychological insight into everyday behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing anger as a signal rather than a fixed flaw. A central idea in the book is that anger should be examined, not merely condemned. The description suggests that Lee helps readers distinguish between healthy anger and harmful anger, which is important because anger often becomes more destructive when people treat it only as something shameful or embarrassing. By reframing anger as information about unmet needs, hurt, fear, or frustration, the book encourages a more precise response than simple suppression. This matters because suppression can reduce immediate conflict while leaving the underlying issue intact. The book's value lies in showing that calm is not achieved by denying emotion, but by understanding what the emotion is trying to communicate. That perspective gives readers a more realistic foundation for behavior change and lowers the likelihood that anger will repeatedly surface in the same relationships or situations. Secondly, the detour method as a practical process for interrupting escalation. The book's most distinctive feature appears to be the detour method, which is described as an easy, practical process for changing the way anger unfolds. Even without relying on speculative detail, the method clearly signals an emphasis on interruption and redirection rather than passive reflection alone. In anger management, the crucial moment is often the point at which an emotional reaction starts to accelerate into a harmful response. A method designed to create a detour suggests that readers are given a structured way to step away from automatic escalation and choose a different path. This kind of process is useful because anger is usually experienced under time pressure when people have little access to abstract reasoning. A practical method, therefore, has to be memorable, repeatable, and usable in emotionally charged situations. The book seems to prioritize exactly that kind of applied guidance, making emotional control feel actionable rather than vague. Thirdly, linking emotional intelligence to conflict reduction and relationship stability. Another important theme is the connection between anger management and emotional intelligence. The available material indicates that the book discusses anger in relation to deeper self-awareness and interpersonal awareness, which is a stronger framework than treating anger as an isolated behavioral problem. Emotional intelligence matters because anger often affects not only the person feeling it, but also the people who are listening, responding, or withdrawing. A reader who learns to recognize emotional triggers, interpret reactions more accurately, and understand how their state affects others is better equipped to reduce avoidable conflict. This theme also helps explain why the book emphasizes long-lasting relationships rather than short-term calm. Emotional intelligence supports stability because it improves timing, communication, and perspective taking. Instead of merely stopping outbursts, the book appears to encourage habits that make repeated breakdowns less likely. That makes the approach especially relevant for family life, partnerships, and other close relationships where emotional patterns can become deeply entrenched. Fourthly, moving beyond guilt and shame toward constructive self-management, the book's description explicitly suggests that it offers anger control without guilt, shame, embarrassment, resentment, or hopelessness. That emphasis is important because many anger management resources become less effective when they rely on moral judgment rather than skill building. People who already feel ashamed of their anger may either avoid examining it or become defensive when it is discussed. By reducing the role of self-condemnation, the book seems to create more room for honest self-assessment and change. This is significant in a self-help context because lasting behavior change usually depends on reducing resistance, not increasing it. A constructive framework allows readers to take responsibility for their actions while still treating themselves as capable of learning new responses. That balance is especially useful in emotional regulation, where relapse and inconsistency are common. The book's approach appears designed to make self-management feel possible and humane, which can increase the chance that readers will continue using the methods over time. Lastly, applying anger work to the repair and deepening of close relationships. A major practical aim of the book is not only personal calm, but healthier and more durable relationships. That focus sets it apart from anger books that concentrate mainly on individual restraint or workplace conduct. Anger becomes especially damaging in intimate settings because it shapes trust, communication, and emotional safety over time. By framing anger management as a relationship issue, the book recognizes that controlling rage is not enough if the underlying interaction patterns remain unchanged. Readers are likely being encouraged to think about how anger creates distance, misunderstanding, and recurring conflict, and how more thoughtful responses can restore connection. The value of this relational emphasis is that it shifts the goal from winning arguments to sustaining bonds. In that sense, the book is not simply about staying calm in the moment. It is about building the conditions for deeper and more lasting connection. That makes it especially relevant for readers seeking practical tools that have consequences beyond immediate emotional relief. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, relationship-centered approach to anger management rather than a purely motivational or abstract one. People struggling with repeated irritation, resentment, explosive reactions, or communication breakdowns will likely find it useful, especially if they want tools that can be applied in family life, partnerships, or other close relationships. Its main benefit is that it seems to treat anger as something that can be understood and redirected through a clear process, rather than something that must simply be controlled through willpower. That makes it intellectually and practically accessible to readers who prefer structured self-help guidance. What helps it stand out in a crowded anger management category is its combination of emotional intelligence, a named method, and a focus on long-term relational repair.
Many books in this genre stop at coping strategies. This one appears to connect emotional regulation with the deeper goal of creating stable, healthier bonds.
For readers seeking calm that has lasting interpersonal value, that distinction is meaningful. If you would like to support John Lee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.